website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. China and Russia, as we know, have been working together to protect themselves from empire. And the European nations are aware of the, going back to what happened here at the beginning of the year last year, or before the year ended, when the Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed, a couple of them. And so the countries, European nations and the NATO nations, China, Russia, this government, they see, they know what happened. The people of the nations in Europe and in Central Asia, they're aware of what happened. They knew that this was an American CIA operation. It was an act of war. But there's nothing we can do about it. And really, I'm simply stating that there really isn't anything that we, the American people, can do anything about it, can do anything about. We can't do a thing about it. But China and Russia, they are working together, and they're, I would say that they're being very successful in an agenda, in a cooperation against not just the United States of America, but against the whole Western world, NATO, the NATO nations, who are being forced to go along with America's policies. Now, see, NATO is the American military center in Europe and Eastern Europe. This is how the United States, after World War II, decided to control everything that happens in Europe by putting together a group of nations that would work with the United States. We would arm them against the great threat, Communist China, the Soviet nations at that time. In Europe, the European nations, they, because of American influence, because of American corporations, France, you know, pretty much owns, has had owned and had colonized most of North Africa. England, South Africa, nations in the Middle East, Asia, Asian nations, and America colonized Guam, some of the areas in the Philippines, Hawaii. So this was the mechanism of control to protect the world from China, communism in China, and Russia, and the Soviet Union. now that the Soviet Union had been dismantled in the late, what was it, the 80s, early 90s, now the only threat to the globalist West was Russia. China to a degree, but Russia mainly. And Xi Jinping, he kind of put it together more clearly. And China, the intentions of China has been to put in a big road. It's called it's the old Silk Road, which is now called the One Belt Road. And the One Belt Road was designed to give China a way to extend its market all the way through Asia into Europe and into the Middle East. This is out of an article that was 2 days ago. This is out of Geographical Areas. I'm sorry, this is Prime Asia News. That's PIME Asian News. Prime Asia News. The new Silk Road grinds to a halt in Ukraine. Now, if you have heard, China has decided to begin, China has been working diplomatically with nations in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, and has been moving ahead in these diplomatic moves quickly, because China has been, you might say, restricted in her ambitions. She's not continuing the road north into Europe. She's having and being forced to continue the road into south, into the Middle East. Was that an accident, or is that by design? And if it's by design, who's designing it? Whose hand is involved in this? Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
Yeah.
continue. So what happens is China, with the One Belt Road, is being forced to move south, not north, under Russia, and into Europe. And again, the Ukrainian war and America's war with Russia in the Ukraine, that's the battleground. The nations at war, not Russia against the war with Ukraine. It's Russia's at war with the United States, with the NATO nations that are being strangled by the United States to go along with an agenda, by the European nations who are being strangled by the United States to stick with the plan. And the plan is a one world government, a Luciferian government, an Antichrist government. This is the plan. And what's interfering with that plan of empire is Russia. China, secondary. Russia, primary. If America can take out Russia, China, and control Russia, control the territory of Central Asia, if America can do that, then China is no problem. Because China's One Belt Road initiative to expand and to tie in all the regions south in that area, the continents, Africa, the Middle East, Western Europe, Central Europe, Eastern Europe, all of the, again, the nations of the Middle East, China will tie in all of those nations into one network. Empire cannot allow that. So empire is at war, really, and the plan is to halt China in this objective of bringing in this One Belt, One Road initiative. China's plans were to go above the Middle East into Europe, and then also at the same time access to the Middle East. Well, the access to the north has been stopped because of Ukraine with this war. Very interesting how the United States didn't see or foresee Russia was going to be such a great problem. They knew it would be a struggle. They knew it would be a long-term war, a conflict. America had to do two things, or three things, or four things, or five things, or so many things, to make sure that Ukraine and their puppet Zelensky was adequately armed. Firstly, economically taken care of, and everything that goes into Ukraine is not just for that war, not for that battle, just for defeating Russia. There's a lot of money to be made. There are plans for the future to rebuild that area. But in the meantime, many people back in America are being enriched. They're becoming even richer. They're becoming even more evil than they are presently. And arms are going all over the world. Now, because of Vladimir Putin, by his going into Ukraine to stop American CIA operations, this has caused China to, it has interfered with China's moving the Belt Road west to the north. And Russia and China, yes, they're working together, but as I read into this article, you're going to see really the nature of Xi Jinping. And I've talked about this before. So there was a ceremony to award prizes to the authors and these people that were part of this new Belt and Road Initiative, Xi Jinping's global scale infrastructure plan. But there was no mention of the program's abrupt halt due to the war in Ukraine. In other words, China is not admitting that their plans have been stymied. But this conflict has resulted in the suspension of all of Chinese funding to Russia for its contribution to the New Silk Road. So China is pulling all funding. This was a year and a half ago, I think. Now, there are these researchers in Shanghai. They said with the No Belt and Road projects, they were not implemented at all in the first half of 2022. Everything came to a halt because there was war. The Chinese do not want to run the risk of being with Western sanctions. They don't want to be sanctioned by America. They don't want to be sanctioned. Although in the pipeline since 2017, this project, there was also an additional project of a super transport aircraft which was going to bring goods from China west. That has gone and been suspended. So there's a Christoph Wan. This is important. You would think, well, it's just a bunch of information, just a bunch of something that I don't need to know. It's unimportant. Well, I'm going to tell you it's not important. It's not unimportant. We are watching Xi Jinping and the strategies of the of China and the Asian sisters. This involves the coming war of Armageddon. Everything that you're seeing, everything that's going on with China moving into the Middle East, working out agreements with, I don't know if you've heard, Saudi Arabia and with Iran. China has been in negotiations with Iran and Saudi Arabia to cease the conflict that these two Middle Eastern nations have. Conflict's not going to end. I'm going to tell you why it won't end. Islam. You have all these different factions of Islam. And each one claims they are heir to that religion. Either ancestors of Muhammad or the true faithful. That conflict is not going to end. Nothing China can do to end that. But Iran and Saudi Arabia have agreed to work together with China. This is actually in the Bible because this is going to give a way for China to spend the money and the time that is necessary on building that segment of that One Belt Road south into the Middle East, because that is the road that China is going to use. It's got to come right through Iraq at Baghdad, the Euphrates River. It has to come right through there to drop right into present-day Israel. Everything that Xi Jinping has been doing is preparing for Armageddon. So, now there's this Christopher Wan, director of the Center for Ecological Development at Fudan University in Shanghai. He told Medusa that the interruption of the investment in Russia has led Beijing to intensify trade with the Middle East. This was almost 2 years ago. And now that trade with the Middle East, negotiations with Xi and the leaders of these two nations, we have an agreement. The trade is going to intensify. Oil going east, other things, technology, who knows what else, coming west. This means that the grandiose infrastructure construction plans, which would allow Chinese projects to reach Europe quickly and smoothly via Russia and Central Asia, remain for now only on paper. At the end of that last segment, I stated, is this accidental or is this by design? And if it's by design that Russia's extending the road south, who is behind this design? I'll tell you who's behind it. God, in His Holy Bible, through His prophets, said that there would be a war of Armageddon. And China and the Asian sisters would come to that war in the Middle East. And that there would have to be a way for them to bring the millions of soldiers to Armageddon. They wouldn't bring them all. They'll bring a percentage. All the other nations, the Western nations, we have to ante up soldiers, and we will ante up everybody that takes the mark of the beast. That's a military operation. They will be at Armageddon. China has to ante up. Nations in the Middle East, they all have to ante up. NATO nations, they're going to have to send their armies. We're watching, and we've heard about it for decades, hundreds of years, Armageddon. But now, in our lifetime, we are watching what needs to be put together, assembled, for that coming war. Now, this year, just in the last week, this country, empire, has passed the biggest, introduced the biggest military budget in our history. Why? Because, again, God's prophets in the Old Testament, in the book of Joel, all of the weapons, all of the machinery that is for food manufacturing, all the dollars, all the metals, the technology that goes into that machinery to produce food, to bring in the harvest, is going to be used to build implements of war, weapons of war. And the United States is taking the lead. Our budget, we're going to go deeper into debt. But the fact is, we are going to build weapons for the destruction of our fellow man like never before in the history of the world. It's been happening gradually, but there must be one final push by this country, because this country has to arm itself. Because this country, like I had stated yesterday, I read to you, for those who are non-Christians, it's okay. You don't have to believe in God. You don't have to believe in the Bible. But for you who don't believe in God or the Bible or prophecy, I said that America will be the hammer according to the book of Jeremiah 51. The hammer that God is going to use to destroy the nations. We just passed almost $1 trillion war budget. Rick Rodriguez, the President.
Hi there. We're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. A bullet had found him.
And in that previous song, this is what it's all about, war. Sending the young man to war for his country and his king. Going on with this article, so today, and again, the article is from Time Asia News. This was 2 days ago. And the name of the article was "The New Silk Road Grinds to a Halt in Ukraine." This is what Xi Jinping did not want. Xi Jinping, in his quest, in his march, doesn't want to be interfered with. He's very upset. He's livid. But the New World Order and those who rule from behind the scenes in the secret, in the dark, in hiding, they are livid also, because Russia is in the way. And guess who else is in the way for China? Russia. You see, China does nothing without everything China does is for its own selfish interests. But the thing is, I could say selfish interests, but I shouldn't put it that way. It is a plan that is in the Bible that is almost 3,000 years old, and God, using his prophets back then, told us about the future. God declares the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. That is what God does. And Xi Jinping is directly being directed by, in a hidden way, in a sense, by the hand of God. He's been the individual put in place, I believe, by God to prepare China in the quest, in her ambitions to take over the world, has put Barack Obama in the position to rule America from behind the scenes in his quest for the New World Order, being directed by Pilgrim Society and these corporations, the military industrial complex, intelligence agencies. And so he is the individual that they maybe didn't pick, but for some odd reason, it appears as if he's the one they're having to use. And then you have in Russia, Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, I believe, is the individual that God has chosen. We're watching history unfold, like if you can see it from the through the biblical lens, we're watching things unfold that are so unbelievable. Even the man that put together the plans for World War I, Bolshevik Revolution, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, all of these wars, they could not have been so perfect in what they did then, which was all by design, to put Xi Jinping in place, Barack Obama in place, Donald Trump in place, and Vladimir Putin in place, and Benjamin Netanyahu in place. Benjamin Netanyahu, he's got a big part to play in what's coming in the next year or two, a big part. And the leaders of Iran and Saudi Arabia. So even Turkey, well, all the nations, actually. But anyhow, Vladimir Putin, there's one individual that would have the ability to look ahead, to study the past, see the objectives of the powers that these powers that, how would I phrase it? He looked at the past. He saw what was happening. He saw the present. He saw the future. He made the right moves. He moved into Ukraine. He stopped Xi Jinping in his objectives to build the Silk Road North. He stopped America's plans to bring in the One World, New World, the digital world system into place ahead of time. Vladimir Putin has interfered with these plans. And because of it, we are watching Russia become great. Russia is going to become even greater. Vladimir Putin is going to work out deals diplomatically with other nations in the old Soviet bloc. He's going to work out deals with who else is he going to work out deals with? He's going to work out deals with he's continuing to work out deals with Turkey. He's working deals out with Iran, because Iran is going to be a partner with Russia when Russia invades into the Middle East. And when Russia invades into the Middle East, Israel is objectives are to take over present-day Israel, Russia won't be able to do that. He won't be able to do that. We're watching Russia be made great, but very shortly, we're going to see Russia 7 years, a little over 7 years before Armageddon, we're going to see Russia, the judgment of Russia by God, take place. And that's maybe, I don't know how long, how far off that is, but before that happens, one thing that will happen is that Israel, what's happening in Israel right now, things have been happening that we really haven't been paying attention to. Israel is continuing to strike positions in Syria and in Lebanon, and that conflict is going to intensify. And Israel, via Benjamin Netanyahu, is going to have to invade and destroy these territories where the Hamas, Hezbollah, and the terrorists are. That is coming very shortly. We'll be back in just a second. The present truth with God with us.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Okay, so eventually all of Asia, the Middle East, South Africa, they will all be, these nations will all be, they'll all be, there will be travel between those nations, but that time won't come until after Christ has returned. And then those nations will be, they will trade once again. without interference from the United States. The banking system, I want to touch on that a little bit, because with what has happened, Russia, the only nation, one of the nations that has not been affected by the banking crisis, all of Europe, this country, Canada, but there's a Dmitry Peskov, he's the Kremlin spokesman, he stated something, he said, because Russia, being disconnected from the international banking, has turned out to be a blessing in disguise for Moscow. The Russian financial sector is practically immune to the effects of the unfolding United States banking crisis, largely thanks to Western sanctions. So it's just everything is falling in place for Russia to become great and to become military powerful like she's supposed to become. Russia's not affected by this because Russia has been bounced out of the economic system of the World Economic Forum. They're not only bounced out of the dollar system, in a sense, they're bounced out of the digital system. And other nations, I forgot to mention yesterday, Mexico has just agreed to become and has applied for a partnership with the BRICS trading network. This was Mexico yesterday. And Mexico yesterday stated they are no longer going to buy GMO corn from Empire. They're not going to allow their people. I don't know, it's funny. With so much corruption in Mexico, and here you have the drug problem, but they're not going to buy GMO corn. GMO corn, drugs. Applied to become part of that trading network. And one thing about the nations in that network, again, that are tying in with Russia and China, they're trading apart from the petrodollar. This is how America has controlled the world since the 70s. And now these nations are distancing themselves from our control mechanisms. This is what America didn't want. But Vladimir Putin has been putting this type of a system into place since he became the president of Russia at the beginning of this century. There was only 4 years where he was not president, that he's not been in rule, in power. And every move he makes, the move in Ukraine, it stops Xi Jinping in his move west. It interferes with China's One Belt Road Initiative. It's interfering with what's happening in the Middle East with Saudi Arabia. They're also working with Vladimir Putin. They're trading together. Now remember, with Iran is not, they're not Arabs. This is not the Arab families. Iran, they are from one of Noah's sons called Japheth. They are family. They are lighter skinned, lighter haired, and they are a family. And Iran is working with Vladimir Putin, as well as Turkey and with these other nations in the old Soviet bloc. Xi Jinping working with the Asian sisters. Vladimir Putin working with the comrades throughout that area. And then the United States, we have the gun to the head of the European brothers. What foolish brothers, huh? You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, the companion of fools suffers harms. Those who are spending time with individuals who are foolish, those people suffer harm. Well, do you think the European nations have been suffering harm because of the controlling methods of the United States of America? They're suffering economically. They're suffering the energy that they were getting that was fairly fair priced from Russia, and it was going to be even more fairly priced once Nord Stream 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 was in place. But America and Norway, these two nations working together, ruptured those lines. Yes, Norway and the Norwegian people, yes, you were part of it. Yes, the American CIA was part of it. The American dive teams out of Panama City, Florida, they were part of it. Absolutely. And so, who's benefiting? Norway is benefiting because guess what? Now all their oil and gas is going into Europe at a much higher price because of the demand. And then the United States, we're sending liquid natural gas to England, but we're making out like a bandit. And the European nations, they know this.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Sorry about that, talking through the commercial. Hope you can glean a little something of that, glean something out of all of that. But like I was saying, the point is, the German people are suffering because they don't have cheap energy. They're not building anything. Germany's economy is, they save and save and save. Now they have nothing to show for their hard work, their labor. And thank Uncle Sam, this is one uncle that you don't want to have in your life. You don't want Uncle Sam in your life. The America that we did know 20 years ago, 30 years ago, a great country, is not that any longer. America the last you've ever seen of a great America, making America great, has ended. America will never be great again. I finished here, I think, in the second segment. Like I mentioned yesterday, Jeremiah chapter 51, the America has to be even greater than Russia, greater than China. America will be great, the greatest empire we already are. But militarily, as a nation, we will not no longer be the leaders of this nation, the agencies of this nation. We will lead no longer in good for mankind, for the betterment of mankind as a whole, but we will be the leaders of the greatest evil ever in the history of mankind. This nation will be the nation that God said will be the hammer, and that hammer will not be used to build. That hammer or maul or battle axe or sledgehammer will be built, is going to be used to tear down. America, like it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, a time to build up, a time to tear down. We have built up, but now you watch America become the nation that tears everything that is good throughout the world down. We are going to destroy kingdoms, kings. We're going to destroy nations that will not go along with the coming Antichrist agenda. We will destroy them. The reason I present this is not that you believe me, but that you consider, and maybe that you'll remember, and as time goes on, you'll get to see the nature of who and what this country has become, the nature of those in power, the nature of the agendas via CIA, intelligence agencies, all the agencies in this government, that you'll see. And many people throughout the alternative networks, conservative networks, non-mainstream media networks, basically are presenting to this country the disposition of the United States of America. And it's not a good it's clearer and clearer all the time. The Present Truth, 1350KHSC.com for podcast with Rodriguez. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great evening.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.